going on, everybody? Another edition here of Mean Streets on our FTN YouTube page. Chris Meaney hanging out with you. Appreciate you guys taking the time to hang out. Week two gets underway tonight in Miami, a divisional matchup in the AFC East between the Dolphins and the Buffalo Bills. Miami checking in as 2.5 favorites and the total at 48.5. I actually seen a little bit of line movement yesterday. I saw 1.5 in certain spots and a 2. And then I saw 3 this morning, and now I'm seeing 2.5. Pretty much across the board. A friendly reminder, prop shop and parlay calculator, two tools that are free and links inside the description of this video. If you are watching, if you're listening on iTunes and Spotify, I greatly appreciate you. If you can hop on over to our YouTube page, smash the like button, subscribe. That would do me a solid favor. I'd love to hear from you guys as well. Starter sit stuff, you can leave it in the comment section. You can always reach out at Chris Meaney, meanstreetsftn@gmail.com. I'll be here tomorrow live in the morning, talking about start and sit, props, touchdown props, and picks for the weekend, taking all of your questions. As for tonight, Devon Achan is a game-time decision. He is going to test his ankle out in the pregame. There is some optimism that he is good to go. Raheem Mostert is not good to go. He is already ruled out. Rankings over at FTNFantasy.com. If Achan plays, you're playing Devon Achan. He wasn't that great on the ground last week. Jags have a good run defense. Buffalo doesn't really, but it's the work through the air that he can do, right? His pass catching abilities, the receiving work, the ball in his hand. So you're playing him. If he doesn't play, Jeff Wilson, for me, would move up into a top 20 running back, a top 24 at least, an RB2, somebody that you can play as a flex. And I think that Wilson's going to be involved regardless of Devon Achan. Of course, more involved if there's no Achan. But if Chan is active, Wilson would be like a flex play. Right. Again, rankings over at FTNFantasy.com. If you have him and you have any questions, you can reach out. But he would be a flex play. He's a guy that I think would play the Raheem Mostert role, is getting, you know, 8 to 10 carries, maybe a couple more if he's running between the tackles well and a chance dealing with that ankle injury. It would be a little risky to roll out Wilson, even if Achan plays. Like, again, mid-20s, more of a flex play as opposed to a low-end RB2. But he is very familiar with this system. Mike McDaniel and him go back to the San Fran days, just like Raheem Mostert coming from Shanahan's system. So he would just comfortably just fit right in. And last week, I think he had 5 carries and like 24 yards. So he was actually okay. Not okay, but he touched the ball and it was crowded. And I know Mostert with the chest injury and Achan with the ankle injury. If both, we know that Mostert's out. If Achan was out too, then Wright becomes like maybe a flex play in a PPR format. I would be playing him. If there was no Achan tonight, I would be playing Jalen Wright ahead of, and I know these aren't sexy names, but like a Chuba Hubbard or a Zamir White or any Denver running back or Chase Brown, Madison. He would play the Achan role. He would catch balls into the backfield. He's extremely explosive, ton of speed, fits in perfectly with what they want to do. You saw in the preseason, he was catching balls in the back. He was looking great. So it would just be like Mostert and Achan gone, Wilson taking Mostert's role, and Achan's role being taken by Wright. I wouldn't have them aggressively ranked like crazy. I would probably still have Jeff Wilson around RB 18, 19, and I'd play him over Najee, for example. And then I would have Wright in the low 30s, high 20s, again, as a flex play, especially in a full-point PPR league. So that's where I'm at with the backfield. And I'm sure Devon Achan owners are already sweating like, oh, man, I knew he was an injury risk. Here we are already. It does create a buy-low window, but I do have some concerns that I wouldn't be aggressive buying him. But again, well, let's see this play out. I think he's going to play, and you hope that he's fine and he's ready to go and he doesn't suffer any sort of setback or another injury there. As for the game itself tonight, I like the Bills. I mean, Josh Allen has a history of beating up on this team. I think he's 10-2 in his career against Miami. He's 11-2 if you include the playoff game. I believe he's 11-1 in his last 12 overall against the Dolphins. Both sides have injury issues. The Bills have some on their defensive side, and Miami's got some kind of sprinkled all over the place. I wasn't super impressed with Miami last week. I thought their defense played well, and I was I definitely wasn't impressed with the Jags offense. The game turned when Etienne had the fumble near the goal line, and then Tyreek Hill the next play scores the 80-yard touchdown. It was kind of ugly on both sides. It's ugly, a lot of ugly football in week one. You're going to treat it as like week four of the preseason, right? The passing yards were certainly down. But the history is there. The one time I remember Buffalo losing to Miami was in Miami. That was when they ran like 90 players or something silly. Just weird things happened in that game. They lost that game. But for the most part, they have owned Miami. They have really owned Tua at times, more so in Buffalo than in Miami. So in my own pool, I will be picking Buffalo plus 2.5. I will be taking them in my own pool where I pick my own spread, and I'm just going to pick them by one. As like an upset, win by a point. It's a pool where, you know, you pick your own spread, but if you overbet that spread, you don't get any points at all. So I'll be a little conservative on this. I think if you are looking for a pick, you wanted to get involved with the side, like why not just spend a little bit more money, a little bit more juice and get the plus three for Buffalo, right? There's every book now offers like alternate spreads. You can go plus 3.5. So there's no push there, you know, win by a field goal or lose by a field goal and away you go. You have Buffalo 3.5. So that's where I'm at for the game. And again, just to hammer home the point with Josh Allen here, I was looking at Josh Allen's numbers this morning. I knew the record was pretty solid, but for this guy in the 12 career games against Miami, 33 touchdowns. Those are passing touchdowns. He has 5 rushing touchdowns and only 7 interceptions. He really has owned the Miami Dolphins. So I'm going with the trend here continuing, and I am leaning with the Buffalo Bills. Here are some props that I like tonight. My favorite is James Cook over 14.5 rushing attempts. I would never even dream of this time last year. But when Joe Brady took over, you know, James Cook benefited. He got more run, 19 carries last week. You can go back and look at the last few games, 19, 18, 18. Those are two playoff games, 13 against Miami. It came in the final week of the season, 16, 20, 25. He's had 16 plus rushing attempts in 8 of his last 10 games, and he's averaging 17.2 rushing attempts over those 10 games. So I think that they'll continue to lean on him. I like him overall as a back. You know, he can catch it to the backfield. He's getting leaned on this year. It's like 20 plus opportunities per game is like something that I think could certainly happen for him this year inside the top 10 in overall rushing attempts, and maybe even inside the top 5 or 6 in overall catches. The one knock is he doesn't score rushing touchdowns. His rushing touchdown prop was 3.5 of the season. And I mean, I took it because it was 3.5. I'm like, man, a starting running back on a good offensive squad got to fall in the end zone. Four rushing touchdowns this season, doesn't he? He's going to have a game where maybe he has like 2, and then we just need a couple more. But the thing is, Josh Allen, right? 15 rushing touchdowns last year, 2 already this year. He's just such a terrific runner. I know he's got I don't think it's a cast. It's something on his hand. I don't think it's going to hurt him too much in rushing. In fact, this number has come down. So maybe people are hammering the under. I still think he's going to run the football. You can get over 33.5 now rushing yards for Josh Allen using our prop shop. I took the over 35 already. Anyways, Cook leaned on. You hope he scores some touchdowns in the future, but 17.2 rushing attempts per game over his last 10, roughly at the time that Joe Brady took over as the play caller there. It is my favorite prop bet of the week, or not of the week, that's for certain, of tonight. James Cook over 14.5. My second favorite would be Jalen Waddle at over 4.5 catches, minus 135, bet 365. That number may be gone. This is what I put in last night in the bet tracker in our Discord channel. This is the perks of having the package with us. You get notified right away when we make the bet, and that's it. We want to get in early because we feel like they're, you know, the number may move, and it's moved a touch. Like at bet365, it's now minus 145. The best number I'm seeing is minus 140 at FanDuel for the over, but I mean, Caesars is hanging minus 175. BetMGM's hanging minus 165. I like Jalen Waddle here tonight at over 4.5 catches, and I am seeing an edge in our projections when it comes to his receiving yard prop. His number is at 64.5. There's some 66.5s. I have him for roughly 70 receiving yards tonight. Of course, Tyreek Hill's numbers are just too high. 92 receiving yards we have in our projections for him. But I'm going with Waddle. You know, if a chance active, I may take a look at his receiving yard prop. We have nothing yet on Jeff Wilson. If Jeff Wilson is there with like a 6.5, a 7.5 rushing attempt prop, I may get involved with that. because I can see him getting double digit carries. I could see him getting 10 plus carries tonight and Achane doing like maybe three or four grabs for 30 receiving yards. So like anything over 26, 27, I might roll the dice with Achane, but no, there's some risk, right? He could suffer a setback. It's all about how much risk do you want to take? But Jeff Wilson, I think, is the safer bet if you want to get involved with a Dolphin running back, because he is going to get some work. He is going to get some early down work. Again, he's familiar with the system. And if there is a setback and Achane takes a back seat, then Wilson will get even more run. I would say his rushing attempt props at like 9.5, and there isn't a big edge. These books are super sharp, but I think he's going to get 10 plus there. But Cook over 14.5 rushing attempts, Jalen Waddle over 4.5 receiving yards. I got Khalil Shakir in here at 39.5 receiving yards. This number has changed. It's moved up into the low 40s. I'd take anything over 42.5. I think he lives in the mid 40s. Like last week, scored a touchdown. Not going to see Jalen Ramsey. I think that's the biggest thing for me. I think we'll see Keon Coleman or Mac Hollins. Jalen Ramsey should be on Keon Coleman and not so much Mac Hollins. We'll see what Hollins' usage looks like. And Curtis Samuel, who I think was just limited last week. His numbers were pretty low in terms of snap counts, but it was Coleman who led the team in snaps and routes run and targets. But I do believe he's going to see a little bit of Jalen Ramsey today. So I'm going with Khalil Shakir at over 39.5 receiving yards. And I mentioned Josh Allen there. It's just in his nature. Like, this guy just runs, right? I mean, everyone talks about the brotherly shove or the tush push in Philly, but they do it in Buffalo just as well. And also, you know, the dude can't help himself, call his own number, escape the pocket. He can do this on like a couple attempts. So that's where I'm at. In terms of touchdowns, if you're looking for any today, it would be these three guys: Jalen Waddle at +180, Dalton Kincaid at +200, and Khalil Shakir at +300. Did lead the team in red zone targets last week, converted one of those. Kincaid had one, Coleman had one. Those guys did not convert. I know when they get in there, he's more likely to run Josh Allen than toss, but let's not overreact in the first game from Kincaid. Arizona did a good job of doubling him and bracketing him and saying, listen, there's a new wide receiver room here. Prove it that you can beat us with other wide receivers. And Josh Allen did that. So I don't know if that's certainly going to be the case here. Miami's got some good corners, and this could be a Dalton Kincaid game. I did shy away from the props, but you know, the over 43.5 is something that I would consider over the 4.5 in terms of catches for him. But the touchdown prop's pretty juicy there. I like it at +200 for him to have two touchdowns is 18-1. We're getting out of hand now. But the first touchdown is 14-1. And I think that's a pretty good bet. Both of these teams can score. You hope that it's the Bills that get the ball first if you are backing Kincaid or Shakir. But those would be my touchdown calls here. Waddle at +180, Kincaid at +200, Shakir at +300. And again, I'll throw out Jeff Wilson there just one more time. No numbers on him because we're just waiting the word on this backfield, but he's going to play and he's going to be involved regardless of if Achane is active. So consider Jeff Wilson maybe for a long shot touchdown or a first touchdown there, but going with Waddle, Kincaid, and Shakir. And I think the Bills do cover, and I think they squeak out a victory against the Miami Dolphins. Appreciate you guys taking the time to hang out. Looking for more, check out FTNFantasy.com. Hit me up at Chris Meany. Comment section here on our YouTube page. You can leave them there. I always circle back before kickoff if you have any last second start or sit stuff. And again, tomorrow we'll be live here at FTN. So make sure you're subscribed to the channel. You get notified right away when I go live. Smash that like button. Really do me a solid, guys. Really do appreciate it. Enjoy the football game tonight. Picks, props, start and sit, DFS, touchdowns, all coming your way tomorrow. We'll talk to you then. Cheers.